Hey, this is Karina, and you're listening to Caffeine and Chaos, a podcast for moms by a mom who's just taking it one day and one cup of coffee at a time. So grab your cup of coffee and come join me. Hey guys, happy Friday. Congratulations, you made it through another week. It is Friday afternoon for us here in Japan, and so we're just getting ready to enjoy the weekend. It's been a nice birthday-filled week in our house. My birthday was yesterday, so we spent the day celebrating. It was super fun. We bought a second car, and then we had a friend who watched the boys, and so my husband and I got to go out just about kid-free. We took Addie, but she's fun, so she's easy at this point. And we went to the mall and went out for dinner and just enjoyed each other's company. It was a really great time. And it's really nice that we have friends here already who were just so willing to jump in and watch the boys so that we could spend that time together and just make my birthday extra special. And then tomorrow, we are celebrating Easton's third birthday with some friends. We're going to throw a little baseball party at our house, and it should be a lot of fun. This time of year, I kind of always sit back and start thinking about, oh, you know, what was I doing 3 years ago today? And it was about 3 years ago today. I want to say it was either the 28th of February or the 1st of March. I think it was the 1st of March that I went to a doctor's appointment and they told us we were not going home without a baby. And it was a lot earlier than we had planned. But it's always really sweet to sit and just remember those days and think about that time. And now here we are 3 years later with a crazy little boy who loves baseball and Toy Story and has such a great personality and is such a great big brother. He really is. So it's a fun time. So I wanted to do a little bit of a shorter episode today, but I wanted to start kind of a mini series that I'll be occasionally throwing into the podcast over the next two and a half months. For those of you that are part of the military community, you are probably very familiar with the term PCS season. And it is upon us. March 1st kicks off PCS season, which basically, for those of you who don't know what that is the time when a lot of people leave the duty station they're currently at and moved to a new duty station. So it's a really big time of transition at duty stations, a lot of moving trucks, a lot of people coming in and out. The hotels get very full. So I'm very thankful that we moved before the madness started because it gets a little crazy. But since we've gone through our PCS already, I felt like our process was really stressful. But we've been told, thankfully, that our process is not the norm. But because it was the way it was, we were able to learn quite a bit about the process and just what are some really good things to do and good things not to do, and how we can better be prepared for our next move. So I want to do a little series on just PCSing, helpful tips and tricks, things to know ahead of time, things that I wish people had told me. And I just want to incorporate it into the podcast as just little mini episodes on Fridays, occasionally throughout the next 2.5 months. And hopefully some of you who are listening can glean some information from these podcasts if you're in this season of life. And maybe if you're not in this season of life, but you know eventually you will be, you can keep this information in the back of your head. And I think some of it's even just good if you're just in a stage of life where you're moving in general. So today I'm going to talk about the top 5 things to keep in mind when it comes to PCSing. So your spouse comes home and looks at you and says, "We have orders, we're moving." And it's a little overwhelming at first. I remember the morning my husband found out we had orders, it was totally unexpected. We were actually at a stage in our life where we had been praying and praying and praying for orders. We did not want to live where we were living. We were just kind of over it. And we had kind of come to the point where we just, something told us in the back of our mind, we weren't getting orders anytime soon. And we just needed to suck it up and find silver linings and be content with where we were at. So we did. And the next thing we knew, we woke up on a Thursday morning at about 7:30. I woke up to my husband saying the words, "I have orders." And it shot me out of sleep. And I remember sitting up and I looked at him and I said, "What?" And he said, "I have orders." And I said, "To where?" And he said, "Japan." And I remember my heart just started pounding. I was so excited, but so nervous at the same time. And I called my mom to tell her. And I just suddenly felt very overwhelmed. And so I remember crying on the phone to my mom as I told her. And I remember repeating myself, I'm not sad. We're so excited, but I'm just overwhelmed. So I understand the feeling. You're overwhelmed. Maybe you're excited. And I know sometimes PCSing is not exciting. Sometimes people really enjoy where they're at and they want to stay there. And I think that's really great if that's a position that you're in. But you find out that you're leaving. What are the 5 things to keep in mind that will help your process just go so much smoother? Number one, and this is my recommendation first for most things, but be organized. If you're not a naturally organized person, I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to want to learn how to be. Because PCSing is a lot of paperwork. It's a lot of details. It's a lot of stress. You're going to be tired. There's a lot of in and out. And if you're not organized, things are going to get lost in translation. The best thing that my husband did as soon as we found out we got orders was he got a black accordion folder. And he had a section for every different department that he had to go to, every different thing we had to do going overseas. There was so much paperwork between overseas medical screenings and overseas dental screenings and the moving paperwork and the financial aspect of it and, you know, all of the programs and things we were involved in at Lejeune that we had to get transfer paperwork out for and plane tickets and just so much. And that folder just really helped him stay organized. We always knew where paperwork was when we needed it to be there. When you get paperwork that you need to fill out, do it right away. Give it back as soon as you can. Get it back out of your hands so that things can get processed and moved up quickly. Keep copies of everything. If you get into a position where you don't feel like they're giving you the right information or you're just kind of being passed back and forth to people, I highly recommend get a notebook as well and just get as much stuff in writing as you possibly can. Staying organized will make the process smoother. You'll always know what's going on, at least to the best of your ability, and it'll just make the process a lot better for you. Number two, the military offers a smooth move class. My husband and I went. It was really helpful. I will say if you're going overseas, that class applies to everyone else in that classroom, except if you're going overseas. What they're going to share with you in the class is great information, and it's good to kind of have that baseline. But once you hear it, you need to make sure that you go and clarify the information, because we attended the class, found out all this information, and then we went to begin our process. We found out it was totally different for us because we were going overseas. There was a lot more paperwork, and it became a very tedious process because nobody told us, oh, if you're going to Japan, this needs to be done instead. And so that made it a little bit of a more stressful process on us because we were caught off guard when we were told, go to this class and they'll tell you everything you need to know. And then they didn't. And so we had to step back, reevaluate, and relearn. And the people who taught the class were great, but they also couldn't answer a lot of our questions. So highly recommend going to the class to at least get a baseline. If you're moving within the states, they're going to tell you everything you need to know, and it's fabulous. It's a super easy class to go to, nothing stressful. If you are the kind of person that normally doesn't go to things with your spouse, go to this class with them. Make sure that both of you are hearing and getting as much of the information when it comes to the moving process as you possibly can. I know my husband is the kind of person who he's like, I'll just go and I'll hear the information and it's fine. And I am a researcher and a learner by nature, but I'm a visual learner. So I am the kind of person who wants to be present in the classroom, seeing the slides, hearing the person talk. And I think that my husband just kind of bending his will and realizing that for me, I just needed to feel in the chaos like I had a little bit of control and a little bit more understanding of what was going on. for him to just step back and let me go to the class with him helped to clarify a lot of the information that we ended up needing to make our move successful. Number three, when you move with the military, everyone's move is different. But I'm going to speak specifically about our situation with moving overseas. The military moved us. They did two different shipments. One came early. We were actually in our house less than 3 hours when they arrived with our first shipment. We're still waiting on our second shipment. And I am realizing now that I packed our shipments all wrong. It's been fine because I was actually realizing the other day that I'm really not minding living more of a minimalist lifestyle in the sense that I don't have every single cabinet and nook and cranny full of stuff. We're really just living with what we need, and it's really nice. And so I have a feeling when we get that second shipment, a lot of our stuff will be getting sold or donated, which is also a really good feeling. But highly recommend if you're moving anywhere and they offer you the option for two shipments. In that first shipment, things to pack. Pack some home decor. When you move in, depending on where you go, you want to make it like your home. It wasn't until we got a couch and a TV, as silly as that sounds, that our house really started to feel more comfortable. I felt like we were still in limbo until that point. Today, I actually spent a lot of time putting up some of the artwork that I sent in the first shipment and things like that. Send kitchen stuff in your first shipment and send anything that you may be concerned about it getting mold. The reason why is if they offer you two shipments, the first shipment will go by plane. And so if you're going somewhere where the temperature is a little bit different or there's potential for any mold or water damage, definitely send things in that first shipment that you're concerned about. Because it won't be exposed to the elements as much. My other recommendation when it comes to shipments, if you are planning to send clothing in the shipments, send it in the first shipment. Do not send it in the second shipment, or do what we did and just pare down your clothing enough that it fits in your suitcases when you move and just hand carry it all. This is just so that none of your clothing gets ruined in the move with water damage or mold or anything else, and that'll help you out. Number four, if you are PCSing with kids, I think having kids is one of the things that made this move a little bit more stressful. Thankfully, our kids are young enough that they really didn't know what was going on. I think it was harder on me than it was on them. And the things that make it hard is when they ask about their friends from our last duty station. We FaceTimed friends back home a couple times and my boys get so excited. But it definitely makes me emotional because I know they don't understand, you know, oh, we live in a different place, you know, and so we're just not going to see our friends for a little bit, but we can talk to them on the phone and things like that. But if you're traveling with kids, one thing that the military does have is a lot of great resources to help kids as they work through this PCS process. Highly recommend that you check out your library on base. 9 times out of 10, the children's sections of those libraries are going to have some great resources and books for your kids about moving, about going to a new home, even books about dad's job and what dad does. Our library here on Camp Foster has a bunch of books about deployments and PCSing and moves. And so I actually picked up a couple for the boys when we arrived about having a new home and things like that. And Easton actually really enjoyed reading those. And I think it kind of helped them understand a little bit. The first couple days we lived in our new house, he kept asking me to go home. And I think after we kind of read those, he kind of understood like, oh, okay. And he asked me, you know, is this our home? And I said, yeah, this is our home. And so now he refers to this as home. The military also has some resources through MCCS and Military OneSource for kids. Things like transitional counselors who can come to your home and do learning and play activities with your kids that can help make moving transitions easier on them. This is a great resource, especially for families with special needs children who may just need some help and recommendations working through a transition process, especially if you have EFMP status and you're needing to switch from one provider to a provider at your new duty station. They do a great job of kind of paving the way, explaining how to make the transition easier on your kids, giving you great recommendations and things like that. And then, of course, make it fun for them. I know PCSing is stressful, it's hard, but once you're on the plane or you're traveling, it can be a fun experience. And I know so many families who have PCSed cross country, who have done road trips and taken their kids to see things, done just a little mini family vacation. For us, we flew. But even then, the plane ride and just being in different airports and stuff, I wanted to make it really exciting for the kids and just use all the resources available to you when you have children to help make the moving process fun and exciting and smoother. Because then that takes the stress off of you as the parent and helps the kids get excited about it rather than being a burden to the process. And last but certainly not least, I think this was the thing, and I say this kind of jokingly and kind of not. This was a thing that I think saved our marriage through a PCS. PCSing is stressful. It is hard on marriages. And I'm not going to lie. I'll be really honest with you. Our marriage was not at level 10 through our moving process. It was probably more like level 4. And there were times where it was really hard. There were days where I was like, you know what? Forget this. My husband can go unaccompanied. I'll stay in the States with the kids. This is too much. We get on each other's nerves. It's a really stressful process. As the wife, you want to get frustrated because you feel like your husband should have the flexibility to be at home, helping you with the kids, helping you with the move. You're emotional, you're tired, it's stressful, but at the same time, he has obligations still in his place of work while he's checking out and taking care of military stuff that you don't even know he has to do. So, my fifth recommendation is through the PCS process, if you're able to, get counseling. Marriage counseling isn't just something for marriages that are struggling. I think marriage counseling is a great resource, one that the military highly encourages and provides at no cost. And there's various ways to do marriage counseling. You can get it through your chaplain. You can get it through your Marine Family Life Counselor. And even through MCCS, they have a program called FOCUS, and then they just have normal family advocacy counseling. They're phenomenal resources. And more than anything, it's an opportunity for you and your spouse to sit down and just talk through what's going on in your head with a third party there. Because I know for us, the tendency was we were both stressed out about the move, stressed out about work, and we wanted to just talk about regular life. And instead, we let our stress overcome us. And instead of just having a conversation, we would argue or disagree and feelings would get hurt. But when we put ourselves in the position to have an advocate, she was able to point out that all you're trying to do is have a normal conversation. And so she didn't necessarily teach us how to have the perfect conversation. I think she taught us how to just communicate in a healthy way. And the biggest thing she encouraged us to do was when you're frustrated or you're stressed out, communicate that with each other, because that is unfortunately part of the PCS process. But if you're not communicating that fully to your spouse, you know, I'm feeling really overwhelmed today, or I'm really sad today, or I'm really tired today, or even just getting up in the morning and saying, what are the things you need to accomplish today and how can I help you? Okay, here's my list of the things that I need to accomplish today and here's how you can help me. And just learning to pull the rope together instead of against each other. And that just really helped to make our process a lot smoother. We joked when we handed our keys in for our house at Lejeune. My parents were visiting and we kept laughing and we said, well, They came and they moved our stuff and we turned our keys in and we're still married. And as much as we were joking, we weren't joking either. But PCSing is definitely a stressful process. And so kind of having some added tension in your marriage is totally normal. But I would highly recommend that even in the busy season of being stressed, taking the time out to make sure that your marriage is still number one priority is really, really going to help that process. So I know those were just five super easy recommendations, but they really are the five things that I wish from day one when we had got our orders, I would have said, okay, these are the five things we're going to do. But now I've written them down and they're absolutely the first five things I'm going to tackle when it comes time for us to PCS again. So that's all I've got for today. Just a short little mini episode. I'll have a couple more PCS episodes. If you have any questions, comments, anything specifically related to PCSing that you'd love to hear me talk about, you can send an email to the podcast email, which is caffeine, the word and chaos, the number 3, at gmail.com. Or you can follow me on Instagram, caffeineandchaos3. Shoot me a message, comment on one of my stories. I'll be putting up some stories this week asking questions to see who has different questions about the PCSing process or about getting settled or anything like that. Feel free to send in those questions and I will do my very best to address them on my Instagram stories as well as in a podcast episode. So that's all for now. I hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your Friday and a great weekend. And we will catch all of you on Tuesday.